This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we mentioned right at the end of the program yesterday, Howard Schultz is stepping down as the CEO of Starbucks. He's going to concentrate on the rollout of a new premium coffee brand, Starbucks Reserve. More premium than regular Starbucks, that is. It's a move that Schultz compares to Ralph Lauren's launch of his high-end purple label. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports on what lessons Mr. Schultz might learn from Mr. Lauren.
All of Ralph Lauren's clothing is kind of expensive. But the purple label, launched in 1994, screams luxury. Its made-to-measure suits cost thousands of dollars. The clothing maker doesn't break out sales figures, but Renee Richardson-Goslin, who teaches marketing at MIT, says the label has sold well. One reason? The experience of buying a purple label suit is very different from buying a Ralph Lauren polo at, say, a department store.
You're not kind of digging through racks. It feels very posh. It feels very intimate.
Goslin says these stores appeal to a different set of customers, so the purple label doesn't cannibalize the rest of the business, a key lesson for Starbucks. The coffee company is planning to feature the Starbucks Reserve brand at tasting rooms, offering a more artisanal experience. Sardar Dormisholu, marketing professor at the University of Dayton, says, like the purple line, that sends a signal, in this case to coffee drinkers.
That we are the name for good coffee.
Premium brands aren't just about driving new sales. They're also a way to enhance the reputation of a brand overall. Joel Bynes is a retail consultant at Alex Partners.
The vast majority of the revenue and the profits is driven by consumers who will never set foot in one of the premium stores, but will continue to set foot in one of the traditional stores because they still view that brand as aspirational.
It's a strategy other companies have used successfully. Just ask Ralph Lauren. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.